This is Awesome Etiquette from APM Podcasts and presented by VPR. I'm Dan Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post, and we're from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Our next question gets an award for shortest best question ever. It's titled, Happy for How Long?
Hello, how long do you say Happy New Year's through January, question mark? Heather.
Heather, I don't think so. I think that's a long time to keep saying Happy New Year. I could put a hard end on February 1st, but I think even after that first week of the new year, you start to get into that territory of, are we still wishing each other Happy New Year's?
Yeah, I'm a little more forgiving. I think that it depends on when you see somebody. I think that it, yeah, oh yeah, look at the light bulb go off over there, uh-huh.
I'm going to change my answer.
I just feel like I noticed, especially in my business correspondence, that when I touch base with someone, like an ad sponsor or something like that, that I'm only talking to once a month. It's, oh, this is my first time I'm talking to you in the new year, so I'll wish you a happy new year. Once February rolls around, I stop doing that with everybody, and I reserve that for only like my really good friends that I haven't seen, or if the thought pops into my head at the time. But I think about a month and then we're done.
I was a little bit joking, but now I'm kind of serious. I really want to change my answer. And I think there's a lesson here.
What's that?
In why your answer is better than mine. Because my answer was based on time. It was a rule that would apply universally. And your answer is based on relationships. And I like that idea, because what is etiquette really about? It's about relationships. So the good etiquette is really going to be based on the relationship. Now, there might be a time window that's going to impact your decision by June, even if it's first contact. You might say, this would sound a little weird to come out of nowhere with this one.
I kind of feel like once we're into February, it's like no one's going to be upset that you didn't wish them a happy new year. I certainly am not going to be upset in mid-January if someone doesn't wish me a happy new year. But, you know, first contact, might as well. Why not? Yeah, by February, be done with it.
Heather, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it.
So we had happy for how long. Our next question is titled, hosting for how long?
My husband believes that if he fixes our guests' first drink, that it is acceptable to tell them that after they should fix their own. This bothers me, but I told him that if you all said it was okay, that I would be okay with it too. Please help. Thank you, Libby.
Oh, Libby, I actually do think it's okay. I think what he's doing is totally fine. I think the way you say it matters greatly. Here's your drink. You're on your own from here on out. Like, no, not that welcoming. But I think you could do two things. I've often, when it's that moment of the party and a lot of people are arriving at once, I don't even get a chance to fix someone a drink. I take their coat, welcome them in, and say, please serve yourself a drink at the bar. There's hors d'oeuvres in the living room. You know, you indicate to people how to get started, and you invite them to do these things. But if it was a smaller dinner party or something like that, I would absolutely walk over to the bar. What can I get you? I fix that drink. And then I'll hand it to them and I'll probably say something like, please feel free to help yourself to another when you're ready. And that way they know they can take care of it. They don't have to feel bad.
You're kind of hinting at the question I wanted to ask here.
What's
which
that?
Is, would you say there are different standards for different kinds of parties?
Yeah.
The more formal, the bigger. No, you want a dedicated bartender. You want someone there who's taking care of people,
Bingo.
Managing the scene, because that makes more sense. It's more practical. But for a smaller affair, a little dinner party, some friends getting together, you absolutely want also in your hosting toolbox that more informal approach. Help yourselves. Please make yourselves at home. Be comfortable. There are also some legal ramifications or consequences when you invite people to serve themselves in your home. You want to be careful about that as well. You're still providing the alcohol, so you want to be careful. And I know some people that like to put away stuff that they don't want opened.
Yes, you don't, not everything has to be out and available, right? Oh, Libby, we hope that that helps. What a great question.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute.